Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
A Saturday morning means it's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike Wattis, along with a guy that's been very, very busy, and that's Tom Sorensen from the Americana Insurance Group. And a happy Saturday morning to you, Mr. Tom.
Well, happy Saturday morning to you, Mr. Mike. How have you been?
I've been doing pretty good. You know, we had that cold spell and then a little snow on yesterday, and now it looks like we're going to have some little warmer weather next week, so I'm enjoying it.
I don't know if Valley Fair has such a good roller coaster as we've been on. So
yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, and they're for sale, so yeah. I guess they know what they're doing.
Oh, they are? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They had an offer of billions of dollars, but I don't know if it went through or not. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
You have been...
I missed out on that opportunity, I guess.
There you go. You've been super busy this last week, and of course... the big Ag Summit, the 2022 Ag Summit, great success.
Yeah, it was our 22nd annual, and it was very well attended, Mike. We're just going to talk about this before we get on to our topic for the day, but our Ag Summit, just to kind of tell people what it was all about, I started off the Ag Summit with statistics, trends, and averages by how our agency performs as far as what they do for crop insurance and things like that. We don't get into names or anything. We just do it as a overall, as an agency. And then Doug Becker, Director in Risk Management at Nationwide, did a presentation on what it's worth, and we talked about the farm equipment and why it's getting so higher of value. And then Jolene Hong Kamp and Lisa Quist, they are our Land is Your Legacy people, and they did a skit to show people what is Land is Your Legacy. It was very entertaining. Megan Roberts, who is probably one of the most phenomenal presenters I've ever seen, she did a 2022 ARC versus PLC for the farmers. And if you're a farmer, you know what that means. If you're not a farmer, you have no idea. It's about to do with the farm program. And then Tanner Schroeder from he's a regional claims manager at AgriSampo North America. He did a presentation on third-party damage with chemical spray damage, very good, and what you should do if that happens. And then Elliot Konchak, Vice President of Research and Development at AgriSampo North America, did a presentation on band coverage, which is kind of a new coverage that farmers can buy with their crop insurance. And then we finished it out with an Ag Forum panel at the end for about half hour, 45 minutes. People just asked the panel of about, I think there was 9 or 10 of us, questions. So, and then Al Batt was our MC, so you know
yeah.
He was definitely the highlight of the whole summit. I mean, he did a great job. So
you'll have to make sure you book him in for the 2023 Ag Summit.
Exactly. Yeah. He's very good in entertainment. It keeps it on the light side, that's for sure.
If you missed out, you'll have to wait till next year for the 2023 annual Ag Summit. Our topic, though, this morning, Tom, we want to talk about folks are seeing rising auto rates. So let's maybe jump into this a little bit this morning.
Yeah. First of all, disclaimer, this isn't just Americana Insurance having auto insurance raising on cost insurance. That didn't come out very well. We're not just raising costs on their auto insurance. This is nationwide. Auto insurance costs in the U.S. increased in 2021 from 2020, according to a new report from the insurance comparison platform Insurify. In their annual Insuring the American Driver report, Insurify analyzed more than 40 million auto insurance quotes across America in all 50 states to uncover recent trends in the industry. So 40 million, I think they get kind of a pretty good sense things are at, you know. So, and that report noted that auto insurance prices increased 12% from 2020 to 2021. The average driver in America pays $1,633 a year for coverage annually. And Insurify predicts that the price will rise by an additional 5% in 2022, bringing the average premium to $1,700, Mike.
And it seems like everything is going up, but why are these rates going up?
Well, exactly. So rates are a product of inflation of vehicles and repairs. You know, we talk about inflation, and I think a lot of people just think of interest rates. Okay, the bank interest rates, or the government is going to raise the interest rates. Well, no, inflation is everywhere, and right now it is literally everywhere, especially with the supply and demand and the break in the chain of product that is out there. Well, that causes issues for the vehicles and repairs because people are paying more for their vehicles and they're also paying more for repairs because of the shortage of everything and the cost of labor, you know. So inflation is hitting us.
And of course, maybe people are driving a little bit more, returning from the pre-pandemic levels. Also, maybe more accidents out there.
They are. They're returning to pre-pandemic levels, and the rise in collisions has gone up. Current rates of reckless and aggressive driving behavior, which they noted the Insurify has increased since the COVID-19 pandemic. They have found aggressive drivers are paying on average 25% more for auto insurance than those with clean records. Now, the other thing is 44% of drivers have witnessed more aggressive driving on the roads in 2021. So there's got to be something to tie to COVID, and all of a sudden people out there driving that they're a lot more aggressive now.
And I know I've seen on the Minnesota State Patrol reports, it seems like speed is also another factor because those drivers that are out on the road, maybe less drivers, but the speeds have picked up, and that could be part of these collisions as well.
Man, I think that's exactly right. The speed has, and that's part of aggressive driving. You know, people are driving faster, and I'll be honest with you, I think maybe they are just not as, how do I want to say it? They're a little bit more short-tempered, I would say, just because of whatever has gone on with the COVID and what has that had an effect mentally on our population and socially.
We're visiting with Tom Sorensen from the Americana Insurance Group on our Insights into Insurance program. Let's take our first break, Tom, and when we come back, we'll go over maybe some more stats and why rising auto rates across the country are taking place on our Insights into Insurance program. We'll have more after this.
Lots of guys buy jewelry this time of year. Call it Valentine's Day insurance. Hey, you need something to help her forget about that dead bait you left in the car after last week's ice fishing trip. But insuring collectibles like jewelry or even Uncle Ed's comic book collection can be complicated. The experts at Americana Insurance can walk you through the ins and outs and make sure your investment is covered. Trust us, you'll thank yourself. Americana Insurance in Albert Lea. Give us a call at 377-2000 or visit AmericanaInsurance.com.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning. Tom Sorensen from the Americana Insurance Group. We're talking about rising auto rates. And, Tom, you have some driving and fatality trends that kind of have come across in 2021.
Yeah, fatality rate decreased by 3% between the spring of 2020 and 2021. That was kind of the height of COVID. But it remained 26% higher in 2021 than it was during the same period of time in 2019, suggesting that reckless driving habits have definitely been adopted. Accidents just don't get happening higher just because. You know, there is there is reasons, and driving habits is the big part of it. So the other thing is with Insurify, they do this, this information that they give out to us, and here's some other interesting things. The following numbers are based on tabulating all insurance policies in quotes. Remember, 40 million, right?
Right.
These are not age, gender, location, driving record specific, or marital status, and plus much more different things. These are just 50 states, 40 million quotes. So in 2019, the average auto policy cost was $1,440. Now, we know that not everybody in Albert Lea or Kate listening area is paying $1,440, but throughout the United States, that's the average, okay? In 2020, that went up from $1,440 to $1,463. 2021, it went up to $1,633. And 2022, they are estimating it's going to be $1,707. So the difference between 2019 to 2022 will be $267, okay? Which is, as I was reading those, it's like, well, that isn't so bad. But over that time, that's $267.
And it's tough to budget those numbers for a lot of folks that are living paycheck to paycheck. And the last thing you want to do is to drop your insurance coverage on your vehicle, because that's going to cost you a heck of a lot more if you get in a collision. But, let's talk a little bit about those the current monthly premium averages, Tom, that you've kind of seen across the board.
Well, and you're just talking about budgeting and living paycheck to paycheck. Well, most people pay monthly on their auto insurance, and the average car owner pays $137 a month for car insurance. Drivers in cities, I'm not just saying our cities up here, St. Paul, Minneapolis, in bigger cities pay an additional $194 monthly. So they aren't paying $194 monthly. They're paying additional, over the $137, $194 monthly for their policies compared to outside city limit drivers.
And obviously, so, with inflation, you're going to see, driving records take part in these numbers as well, Tom.
Well, and that's just it. Here's a good representation of what clean driving records compared to when you get something on your driving record, how that affects you, okay? So a clean driving record is, on the average, $1,483, okay, right now. If you add a speed onto your driving record for insurance, now it goes up to $1,905. At-fault accident goes up to $2,005. Careless driving goes up to $2,192. DUI, $2,916. So it almost doubles, or almost, it really does double, from a clean driving record to a DUI.
And of course, we all realize that there could be those unfortunate accidents. This is an average with 40 million people they've kind of surveyed and gone through. But you just have to do your part to do the best you can. Be alert behind the wheel. And you've also, I think you've got some other interesting numbers as well, Tom.
Yeah, before we close, some interesting numbers here. Women pay 9% less for car insurance than men. Yep, women, you're better drivers. Okay.
We admit it.
Don't get into accidents. Yeah, did we admit it? I'm not admitting it yet, Mike. So.
Okay.
But they let's just say they probably have less expensive claims. How's that sound?
There you go.
No, women are usually pretty good model drivers. Bundling homeowners and auto insurance can save you 8.6%. Okay, now again, this is 40 million households. This is what they have tried to figure out. Okay, senior driver safety training saves you 15.2% on average. And military service, if you're in the military service, saves you 2.2%.
And Tom, just going back to that senior driving safety training, I know throughout the year your group teams up and tries to offer that service for those senior drivers as well.
We do. We had to kind of stop that with the whole COVID thing, but we're planning on getting that going again here. Again, we were going to plan on getting something going this spring here, but then all of a sudden we started having increase in the cases. But we're going to be getting back to that. And we had our Ag Summit, you know, now. And I'll be honest with you, people are ready to get out and do those things.
Tom, if they want to send us an email asking questions on a program or questions that they have in regards to insurance, they can always shoot you an email.
Insights@AmericanaInsurance.com, or they can call us at 507-377-2000, or they can go to our website at AmericanaInsurance.com. And also, we got a location in Wells, too. So if anybody wants to get the Wells number, they can go to our website and look that up.
Fantastic. Enjoy some much better weather today, Tom, and we'll talk next Saturday prior to the big game on Sunday.
That's right. Yeah, we can't use that
other word.
Regular word, right?
Yeah.
We got to use the big game. Yeah.
The big
game.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. So, all right. You take care, Mike.
That's Tom and from Americana Insurance Group. I'm Mike from Kate Radio. Thanks for joining in to our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.